You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to another lockdown edition of Carousel Radio with Fran. In this show, we'll be spending time with a Carousel House Band, an integrated band that consists of learning disabled musicians and music facilitators. The Carousel House Band looks at new ways of making and sharing music. And by the way, this is the Carousel House Band, playing right now, as they made a theme tune. Thanks, guys. We'll also have some news on what Carousel is up to.
Welcome to the show.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 In March, we went along to a rehearsal studio to meet up with Carousel House Band and ask them about a wide range of musical projects they have worked on over the last 5 years.
Hi, my name's Bethan. I play the keyboard and I sing in the Carousel House Band.
My name is Ollie and I play the drums and sing. My favourite band is R.E.M. I also like David Bowie.
I'm Claire and I'm co-facilitator of the Carousel House Band.
Hi, I'm Sam and I'm also co-facilitator for the Carousel House Band.
The band also includes two other musicians, Elliot and Laura, who weren't there for the interview. We started by asking about a project called Synthesize Me.
So we looked at a famous composer, a woman called Delia Derbyshire, wasn't she?
She does the Doctor Who theme.
She was an unusual composer because she didn't do typical composing of music, like say like classical music with like typical orchestra instruments. She used unusual equipment that hadn't really been used in that way before, so she used tape machines. We watched some video clips of her recording unusual sounds in her studio from everyday items, and that inspired us to go and get our own sound palette together, didn't it? We played a game, how many sounds from a piece of paper? So it's just a simple piece of paper, but I bet we can get a few sounds. Are you going to have a go?
Flapping.
It's like shutting the gate.
Pop sound.
Well, I'm going to get in there quick before anyone else does it. I'm going to do the classic rip.
I could operate letting off a firework.
But we were really trying to think about, well, what interesting sounds can we get from household items rather than traditional instruments?
Yeah.
And then we spent a bit of time in the studio, a bit like Delia Derbyshire, recording individual sounds. Because the idea was that we were going to try and make a sound palette a bit like an artist might have lots of colours, a painter might have lots of colours. We wanted all our raw materials to make our music out of. We recorded all kinds of sounds, didn't we? We set up a little recording studio at Carousel. What household items did we create sounds from?
Bottles.
You were blowing on a bottle.
Different size of bottles. Big ones, small ones, medium size ones. You blow into it and make a sound come out, like a deep sound or a high sound.
Ripping up bits of paper.
Saucepan lid.
Saucepan lid, yeah. We created sounds on location and there was some great, we had a great time in the arcades because there's so many sounds in those places anyway because all the machines.
The coins hit on the metal thing.
On the arcades.
The slot machines when you put it money in. That's my favourite one.
We were dropping coins down slots and recording it and all that kind of stuff, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Where else did we go? We went somewhere else.
Yeah. Beach.
What sounds could we make on the beach?
So like the waves.
And pebbles as well.
Ollie's really, he's been doing some great stuff with us recently about identifying sounds that machines make. So the boiler is your favourite, isn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of sounds do we hear from a boiler?
I created the oven sound. That's where you put the oven on. Fan of it work.
So we took all these sounds, our sound palette, and from that we put those sounds onto our digital instruments. So there were two people from the BBC that we were looking at. One was Delia Derbyshire, and there was another one was a woman called Daphne Oram.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
And the thing we were interested in about Daphne Oram was that she was interested in how mark making and music could be related, and she built a big machine called the Oramix machine that you could draw on and it would turn the drawings into sound. So we wanted to explore that, and our way of looking at that was to look at some apps that we had found that combined drawing and sound. So we've got an iPad. I mean, I think you can use tablets and you can use phones.
Yeah.
And you can get lots of different things that you download from the internet that turn your device into a kind of musical instrument. And these ones are all based around mark making and sound and how the two things can be joined together. This one's quite interesting, isn't it? It's called Singing Fingers. Do you want to demonstrate it, Ollie?
Ollie!
Right, see what happens.
It's the shape of a rainbow.
Ollie!
And you can do it backwards, can't you?
My favourite app was the Bloom app. I like pressing the bubbles and make the sound come up. I just put my finger on it and then the bubbles come up. See all different colours come out. I like the bubbles.
Did our app worker
at St John's to do work.
So all the things that we tried out and used in our performance, we're showing the students, weren't we?
Took all this. We did a workshop at St John's. We had all our sounds. We had our apps that were inspired by Daphne Oram, and we tried to bring all of that together to create our own piece of music. Eventually, we performed that. We did a rock house.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
We had the projector. Projecting your Bloom app, could you explain the sound of a theremin or how you play a theremin? What is a theremin?
Long thin tube, and you put your hand there, you wiggle it, and you make a sound come out.
This is us at the Rock House.
Yeah.
We can hear a bit of that.
It was great, it was so visual, you know, and it was all projected, wasn't it? All the colours. It was great.
Recording the Carousel House Band made with their apps and household objects.
This is Shift Side Me, inspired the Carousel House Band.
Thank you. interesting to listen to it and remember where the sounds came from. I think you did the blowing on the bottle, Ollie did the percussive snare sound, and the drum beat basically in this. I think Elliot is playing an instrument called a stylophone, which is like a very miniature little keyboard. Laura hitting those little pans that she brought in. And in a minute you hear the coin slot machines from the pier on the recording, if we listen carefully. That's the coin machine. That's from the pier.
Listening to the Carousel House Band, an integrated band that consists of learning disabled musicians and music facilitators. In 2019, the Carousel House Band worked with musicians from Resonari Music School in Finland with the aim of creating a piece of music together.
Should we remind ourselves who Resonari are?
From Finland, and they help us to make a song called Summer of Love.
Jacko and Marlo and Tommy and Juho.
They had Skype them from there to here.
The reason we were really excited to do it is we wanted to look at how a collaboration might work using figure notes.
Yeah, figure notes is where you put the fingers on the notes and then you make sound from it.
And we use special way of helping us know what notes we're playing by using
colours. The colour stickers for the keyboard, and then I know which fingers to go on. Grey, blue, black, yellow, green, red, brown, grey, blue, black, yellow, green, red.
So we have a sequence of colours that Bethan just described. But then also each different part of the keyboard then has its own shape.
And if you want to play the black notes on the piano, there's arrows added above the colours so you know where to go.
So it's a combination of shapes and colours that helps you navigate your instrument. And also you can turn it into sheet music. So it's a very accessible music notation system, and it comes from
Finland.
From this college called Resonari. There's not that many people across the world that have discovered figure notes and are using it a lot, but obviously because it comes from here, this group is obviously quite used to using it, and we've been using it now for several years. So the idea behind the project was, well, we can't really sort of talk in Finnish, but we do have this common language, which is using this colour system called figure notes. So we tried an experiment to see if we could write a piece of music with this group using that common language.
Quite a process, wasn't it?
Yeah. So these are four different musical ideas that the Carousel House Band created.
Romantic, calm sea,
sci-fi,
sci-fi, reggae.
And then
we made a song up.
We worked with Resonari, like you described earlier, using things like Skype and email. We were able to send this to them, weren't we?
Yes.
Using the internet.
And then they chose one, didn't they? They chose the one they liked the best, the tune they liked the best. And funnily enough, it was the one that we liked the best as well.
Yeah, reggae.
This experiment had a reggae feel, so we just called it reggae. They chose that one, and it ended up becoming the starting point for our song.
Summer of Love.
Our song, which had a reggae feel, sort of seemed to inspire everyone to want to talk about summery things.
Yeah.
Everyone in the band had different ideas.
We put all our ideas in one place on a big piece of paper, and then we start playing around with them. Sometimes we actually physically cut them up with scissors.
Everybody wrote a word or sentence about our theme of the song, and then we put it all together. We decided on the order and wrote the first verse, didn't we?
And when we were making this song, it became quite clear that Ollie was actually going to be quite keen to be the singer, the lead singer in this song.
Summer holidays are here. I'm feeling happy as a breeze. We're feeling all relaxed. Wind is blowing in the trees.
We recorded the first verse, ideas of the first verse, then we sent that off. And then Resonari, they sent their idea for the chorus. And then we did our words, and Resonari wrote the words for the bridge. So it was a total mix.
And they wrote the melody, for the chorus. Yeah, whereas we wrote the melody for the verse. We were like, well, we've written the song together. Can we now record it together? So we recorded some parts, and then we sent that to them, and then they recorded some parts in Finland and sent them back to us. This is them working on the song. He's larring because the words haven't been written at this point. And that's us working on the bridge. Ollie on the drums.
Ega gone.
Summer of love. It's about summer and having fun outside, go to the beach and having a nice cream.
Summer holidays are here, I'm feeling happy as a breeze. We're feeling all relaxed, wind is blowing in the trees.
Summer of Love, a collaboration between the Carousel House Band in Brighton and the Resnoy Music School in Finland. Another Carousel House Band project was called Sound Sculpture.
The basic idea of the project was to look at how sounds are made by instruments and to look at whether, instead of just picking up instruments that already exist, like guitars and drums, can we create some things ourselves that are like instruments? Laura had looked at the
washboard.
What did you play?
Sonic Stairway. It's like a wooden instrument. It's like a homemade instrument. It's like going climbing upstairs. Doom, 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 doom.
We were looking at the basic principles of how instruments work. So we looked at stringed instruments. In the very early beginning of the project, we put rubber bands around, like, little canisters of like little Tupperware canisters, and we made really basic little stringed boing 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 kind of instruments. We knew that Elliot really liked wind instruments, so we tried to start off by making
a scat machine.
It was a crazy hybrid. It had the bottom half of it was like a trombone, and the top of it was made out of
plastic.
Yeah, we had these plastic pipes and balloons attached to it and all sorts. It did sound like that, absolutely.
Ollie, can you remember what you played on the sonic tree?
The saucer mead.
Bethan, what did you play on the sonic tree?
Pipes, the bells, and the saucepan lid.
And the big part were these plastic tubings, weren't they? And what did we play them with?
With flip-flops. Hit them, yes. Boing, doing, ding.
We tuned them. We had different lengths of tubing.
We had to cut them with a saw to get the pitch right, and it was quite difficult, wasn't it, to get it? But we had a lot of luck on our side, because a couple of them we just cut, and they were like one octave apart, you know, they were in tune. Okay. We wanted to write a piece on this homemade instrument, and we wondered what the theme should be, and you came up with a theme, didn't you?
Yeah. Space, stars.
The lyrics that we all made together, but Bethan stepped up to become the lead vocalist on this track, like Ollie was on Summer of Love.
Stars twinkling up in the sky, floating in air, dark stars, astronaut in space at the moon, feel amazing, Mercury, yellow stars.
And then also Bethan, Ollie and Laura wrote a melody on the iPads as well.
That was the performance of Sound Sculpture at Split in the Atom event at the Green Door Store in December 2019. To find out more about the band, visit carousel.org.uk.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
During the lockdown, Carousel's artists have been sharing their ideas and creativity through Carousel's social media pages, Carousel Art UK and Oscar Bright on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, A new series on Carousel Arts UK on Facebook is called Toby's Tops.
Hello everybody, I'm Toby Loxton, one of the members of the Young Oscar Bright team at Carousel, and welcome to the first of Toby's Tops. And today's topic? Well, that is regarding television. As a filmmaker, television shows are one of my greatest passions and sources of inspirations, so narrowing that down to a top 5 isn't going to be easy, but I'll give it a go.
Thanks for watching, everyone. Did you like my choices? Do you have any choices of your own? Sound off in the comments below. And in the meantime, please don't forget to like and subscribe.
Go to Carousel Arts UK or Oscar Bright on Facebook to check out Toby's top 5 TV shows and top 5 films. Oscar Bright is the world's biggest learning disability film festival made by or featuring artists with a learning disability, autism or Asperger's. On 2nd and 3rd of July, the Oscar Bright Film Festival presented Oscar Bites, The First Bite, films from the big screen to your small screen at home, live on Facebook. This is a chance to see some of the very best films from the 2019 Oscar Bright Festival, along with introductions, filmmaker Q&As and more. It included a film by a regular to Carousel Radio, Eleanor Rhee.
This is Eleanor Rhee, the real me. What is normal? Who decides? I made this film to share a different view of autism and the different sides of my personality. Atypical autism, like autism, you are in your own dream bubble, your own personal world, but it's quite different from other autism, it's less well known. Eleanor, the beige, normal me that tries to fit in. I wear like beige clothes and there's always a bit of orange peeping out. There's two sides, there's your inside me and there's the outside me, and this is one of the outside me's I show. I like to be the person I am really, but to fit in and to make friends, this is what I've told that I have to be.
That was an excerpt from Eleanor Rhee's film, What is Normal? Who Decides? The full screening of Oscar Bites, The First Bite, can be seen on the Oscar Bites website until the middle of July. Get your popcorn ready and head to oscarbrights.org. Teaming up with Gig Buddies, Blockhouse TV returns on Monday 20th July on Facebook. The Rockhouse is a monthly accessible and integrated gig in Brighton that has been running for 10 years. Rockhouse TV features short video sets by a range of artists with and about a learning disability. Come along to the Rockhouse on Monday 20th July, starting at 7:30. Go to facebook.com/coronavirusfest to join in.
That's the end of this month's show. You've been listening to Carousel Radio.
Thanks to Beth and Ollie, Sam and Claire from the Carousel House Band. Also, thank you to Elliot and Laura. Thanks to Toby Loxton and Eleanor Rhee for their video clips. To keep up with dates with Carousel, look up Carousel Arts UK on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. We'll be back with a new show in August. Until then, take care, stay safe, and thanks for listening.